Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 37b, Freedom, Deliverances. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 11th month, on the 12th day of the 11th month. Dear Dan, one time I was out to dinner with a brother, CB1. We had been, and still are, close, even though we have had our scrapes over various things throughout the years. I have known CB1 since I was 14. We both attended the Jesus People Church, U1. And CB1 was one of the two believers that stood with me when I asked for prayer for my mother-in-law. The other was CS2. Anyway, we arrived to the restaurant and got seated. On the way up, we had been arguing over whether a piece of music playing on the radio was jazz or rock. CB1 loves to argue and debate. I have come to the conclusion that he is still fighting the Vietnam War, and that's the way he does it. He enlisted voluntarily and spent time in country handling mind-sniffing dogs. After we were seated and began to eat our meal, Gabe instructed me to ask CB1 a question. The question was, "How's CS2? So I asked CB1 the question, "How's CS2? "CS2," he replied. Just after I asked the question and his response, CB1's face went sort of blank for a moment. Next, I see Gabe behind CB1 with what appeared to be a Bowie knife. He had the knife at CB1's throat. Then I saw another angel, whom I think was Maya, push a spear into CB1's chest. When the spear was pulled out, I saw a demon squirming, impaled on the end of the spear shaft. I knew that a demonic deliverance had just taken place, and I found out later why a born-again Christian can also possess a demon. Christians can be possessed by demons, but also demons can be possessed by Christians. This happens when there is unrepentant sin, usually associated with or produced by moral trauma of some kind, or just plain lust for whatever sin it is. I found out about 2 years later, in an event engineered by the Holy Spirit, that CS2 had gotten pregnant with child by CB1, and that he had forced her to have an abortion. So the sin of that shedding of innocent blood had caused demonic incursion in both parties. This produces a vicious cycle. The demon does not want to be there because of the presence of the Lord in his temple, the believer, but also does not want to lose its home. Usually when the believer comes close to repenting, the demon will cause pain of some kind to prevent the repentance from occurring. That's when outside help becomes necessary. If CB1 had repented quickly, forgiveness would have healed the wounds and sealed up the breach in their souls before demonic incursion could take place. As it was, CB1 and CS2 had lived with this secret for years, until it was the Lord's time to make a move on their behalf and begin the process of deliverance. I am still learning from that event, and will write those things down as I am led. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities, and bore our sicknesses.